The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can smell the sauerkraut. They've been hard at it since the wee hours of the morning when that blood moon was rising over Wishick, North Dakota. Actually, was here pretty much all night long. But the sun's up, and Sauerkraut Day is underway. 89th annual kicks off at 11 this morning. The craft fair is going at the National Guard Armory. The Wishick Public School Band and Choir is going to be performing the Sunnyland Notes, St. Andrew's German Choir. There'll be bingo at 2 o'clock at the Wishick Civic Center. I'm not leaving Wishick until that last Cloverdale dog's been served with the sauerkraut and the mashed potatoes and the cheese and the speck and the buns. And they're serving at the Wishick Civic Center from 11 to 1 today. Our What's in Your Town tour is in Wishick, North Dakota today. Tell you all about what's going on. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here this hour. Take a few questions from the audience. Look forward to that. Welcome your calls for him on the air in the Talk Radio Town Hall as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And we're brought to you today, our What's in Your Town tour that crisscrosses the great state of North Dakota, is brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale Foods. And of course, we encourage you to find out more about them at CloverdaleFoods.com. But I always say everything's better with bacon. And brats, and that great summer sausage, and all the great Cloverdale products. Our friends at RV Communications, along with Marvin Windows, have crafted a great place to work. And, of course, Marvin Windows are a great product built around you. As well as our newest What's in Your Town sponsor, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. Find them in Watford City, Newtown, and soon other places throughout the oil patch as well. Our broadcast from Sauerkraut Day is brought to you by Pinky Lumber and Pinky Homes, Farm Credit Services, Siler Implement, Security State Bank, Wishick Hospital, Jim Weber Ford, the Wishick Inn, and our host, Lila, and the team here at Riley Insurance in Wishick. And Nathan and Katie Pinky are here before we welcome Congressman Kevin Cramer to the program. Nathan, Katie, nice to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you. We're doing well. Thank you for coming to Wishick today.
Yeah, glad to be here. And you're a native, right?
I am.
Born and raised?
Exactly.
Right here?
Graduated in 1994 from Wishick Public High School.
So how's Wishick of 1994 different than Wishick of 2014?
Wishick has really evolved. This community is really strong. The community is growing. The school is growing. The youngest grades, the elementary, the preschool, kindergarten, are the highest enrollment in the entire school. So we're pretty excited to be part of Wishick and part of business here.
And so you have no trouble convincing your bride this was a great place to raise a family, right?
That's kind of a long story, but she would tell you that this was her idea when we moved back about 7 years ago.
Katie, is that true story?
It was. It was my idea. He had a corporate career, and he had a promotion opportunity. So we were living in South Fargo, as you know. I was raised in eastern North Dakota, and...
You can say Grand Forks here.
Well, Grand Forks and Annetta. So
I can't forget the farm. That's right.
Yeah, the farm is pretty important to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was raised in Grand Forks. But I always said that Wishick made Nathan's eyes sparkle. He just loves Wishick. And so when he had an opportunity, we would have had to move our family to the East Coast and keep climbing a corporate wheel. We decided to jump off the wheel and move back to Wishick. And I was the one, I remember sitting in the vehicle in our driveway in South Fargo saying, well, maybe we should just move to Wishick. And he was like, really? Okay, let's do it.
That's pretty cool. Katie's dad was a famous Sioux basketball player, Fred Lukens, over the years. And your folks have a history of Pinky Homes and a lumber yard that's part of the history for how many years here, Nathan?
Just about 40 here in Wishick.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So you took over the family business.
Yeah, actually, we moved back to rejoin my father with the lumberyard, who's still there, very much part of it every day. And we've grown and expanded, and we've done a recent remodel and upgrade to our showroom and display area, and we have a lot of good things going. So we're excited to be here, and we're excited to be part of North Dakota's economy.
Now, Wishick Lumber, obviously, is part of a lot of building projects all throughout town. We're Riley Insurance, one of your projects, and there are many others. But the Pinky Homes part of your operations, new and different. Tell us what you're doing there.
Well, Pinky Lumber has been in business, as we talked about, for about 40 years. We've been general contractors, where we help design, sell the materials, coordinate the labor and the resources for complete projects, you know, be it farm shops, additions, homes, remodel jobs, and projects just like we're sitting out here today in the Riley Insurance office. Pinky Homes is something we've started within the last 2 years, and that is a business that is really focusing on building homes in one piece to be moved to the customer's location. And the majority of our work to this point has been done on the job site for customers, and that means that the tradespeople have to travel to those locations. And so what's really different is with Pinky Homes, we have some parameters we need to be within in terms of the size and mobility of these homes that can be moved in one piece, but we're building them across the street from our business. And that means we can utilize the local tradespeople that we have good access to here in Wishick. They work for a few dollars a square foot less because of the proximity to us, the convenience of it, and it's just a good resource for all of us to be so close together. We can be connected and make sure that the project goes smoothly.
Katie, that sounds like something tailor-made for what North Dakota needs right now, affordable housing.
Absolutely, and that's what we're focusing on. We had an open house in August. We advertised statewide for that. We had people come from south of Bowman. I mean, we had people all over the state, from the northwest part of the state to the eastern part of the state. So it's really good for our community just to have so many local tradespeople, and also just absolutely for North Dakota. We want to help grow North Dakota in a very affordable way, and we have a lot of different floor plans on our website, pinkyhomes.com, and we average less than $100 a square foot for our homes, which that's where we want to be and make sure that people have access to a new home in North Dakota.
One more time on that website?
It's pinkyhomes.com.
And Pinky with an E?
Yes, P-I-N-K-E.
Pinkyhomes.com. Check it out. Nathan and Kate, great to see you. Thanks for sharing a neat part of that story, and stick around if you'd like for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're going to put Congressman Kramer on the hot seat here next.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for having us in Wishick.
Well, thanks for coming all the way down here.
Hey, do you have a lot of great memories, Nathan, growing up of Sauerkraut Day?
I do. One of the most fond is obviously playing in the band and being part of that event, which our son's going to be part of in just about an hour here. So
yeah.
That's cool.
Our 6'6" son, you know, Fred Lukin's grandson, you'll see he looks like him. He will be playing the accordion in about an hour.
Is that right?
So you'll have to go check it out.
I'm so fired up. I can't even believe it. I can't even hardly stand it. Thank you both very much for having us. Appreciate it, and
Thank you. The
sponsorship as well. We're going to come back to Wishick. I'd love to be there at one of those open houses, because affordable housing is a huge need right now, and what a great deal. I mean, there's Fargo contractors that have given up on building affordable housing out in the oil patch, and one of the reasons they've done it is because it's very difficult to get crews housed out there, and the difficulty of transporting them back and forth. You know what I mean? So that becomes challenging. This is a great solution. As usual, a North Dakota-made solution, so it's pretty darn cool. The mayor of Wishick is back to welcome our special guest here for the Talk Radio Town Hall today. The mayor who we met earlier, last hour, Wayne Jenke, mayor since June, a good public servant. Mayor, you want to welcome this next guest to the fine community of Wishick and Sauerkraut Day today?
It's my privilege and honor. It's the first time I've met Representative Mayor Kramer. It's kind of nice to have people in town who are forward-thinking and kind of agree with a lot of the things that we're trying to do in the community, and welcome to the city of Wishick, Mr. Kramer.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I must say, I could never aspire to be mayor of Wishick. I'd have to settle for being a congressman, because especially in Sauerkraut Day, this is like Sauerkraut Day is like a national holiday.
Unbelievable!
Politicians in North Dakota, isn't it something?
It is.
And we went. Realizing that we might have trouble getting a signal every now and then and not having a paper map, we just rolled the windows down.
Did you hear that conversation?
I loved it.
How do I get there? We have something called a map? Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was very good. I thought that's some of the best radio I've heard in a while. That call.
Questions or comments are welcome for Kevin on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. As always, 800-228-0550. We got a couple of shy folks here that will ask a question or two in person, and others welcome. We're at Riley and Insurance on Centennial and Beaver in Wishick. I have to ask you about a story that's been dominating the news, mostly fueled by partisans on the Democratic side, but very critical of a campaign ad in which you appear with veterans at the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. You've decided to take the ad down. Maybe explain why.
Well, I took the ad down because the adjutant general of the state, General Spinchnatic, although not personally, it's folks from the North Dakota Guard contacted the campaign and asked us to. So out of respect for them and to make sure, to help them avoid getting embroiled into a political fight, I took it down. That said, you know, the ad did run for a week. In fact, it ran almost for a full week before, with a whole bunch of compliments, by the way, and I still get mostly compliments about the ad, until, you know, some partisans decided to stir it up a little bit and make some calls and, you know, and so anyway, to avoid the further embroiling the National Guard in the politics of it, we took the ad down out of respect to them.
Just explain the genesis of the ad. What were you trying to accomplish?
A couple of things. First of all, political campaigns are about forwarding your agenda as a candidate, hopefully. And on the other side, my opponents is all about trying to destroy me and criticize me. But mine has been all positive. All my ads are positive. And the Veterans Cemetery is a beautiful, obviously, spot in North Dakota. And for those that haven't seen it, I'd encourage you to go see it and visit it. We wanted to show that cemetery in all of its splendor and beauty, and we do that. We also wanted to highlight the fact that that veterans deserve better than they're getting from our federal government, especially from the Veterans Administration. And in that messaging, we utilize probably a couple dozen veterans, at least maybe a few more than that even, that attend, that participate, veterans from the War on Terror, veterans from Vietnam, one Korean War veteran, a number of veterans that even a photo of a World War II veteran that went on one of our honor flights with us, Scott. And so what we want to do is honor veterans. That's what the ad does, and anybody that could see it, you know, we've taken it down now, would know that that's what it does. It does it very effectively.
Stephen Fargo has the first question for Congressman Kramer. We will get to that right after the break. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall today. We're in Wishick, North Dakota, for their 89th annual Sauerkraut Day with another of our What's in Your Town tour stops. Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wishick, North Dakota, on our What's in Your Town tour. I want to thank our fine sponsors that make this possible. we need a little fuel for the engine, you know, when we head out. And in addition to filling up at PetroServe USA locations, we also appreciate our local sponsors that bring us all across the great state of North Dakota. And they include, by the way, our friends at Pinky Homes, who you met earlier, and Pinky Lumber. That's pretty cool. Security State Bank, Riley Insurance, Jim Weber Ford, the Wishick Inn, Farm Credit Services, the Wishick Hospital and Clinic, Siler Implement, Chem Electric, and Stan's Super Value. Sorry, I got to turn your microphone.
Scotty, how great was that? Is that Pinky Holmes story?
It's a great story.
Is that not all American? And Katie and Nathan making the decision to come back to Nathan's hometown, not only add to the economy of Wishick, but solve a problem. That, you know, that's what entrepreneurs do. They see opportunities in other people's problems. And it's classic. It's classic.
It really
it's
is.
All American.
Steve in Fargo listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What is on your mind, Steve?
Hey, Scott, a couple things. Hey, Kevin, how are you this morning?
Hey, Steve. Great. Thank you.
Good. And this whole Veterans Memorial Park, and I've been by it. I've never stopped there. I've been to many veteran cemeteries, both in this country and in Europe, and I'm absolutely impressed with them. And showing that to people, big picture, I don't have a problem with. Most of the time that I've spent in those cemeteries is funerals for friends. And,
right.
and I think the respect that's shown to the folks that serve, the veterans that serve, is a home run. And I truly believe that Kevin's approach to that ad was honorable, and that his goal was to honor, you know, the veterans of the state and demonstrate some of the things that he'd done in the past, and have no problem with that. By the same token, I can certainly understand that someone that may or may not agree with them politically or may or may not agree with using those types of pictures could have a problem with it, and I respect Kevin for taking it down. My point was this, is that George Sinner and others have got on this high horse about how could you even think about using, you know, any sort of cemetery or memorial park in an ad? And so Todd does a good job with this, you know, on his blog, you know, pointing things out. And the Sinner campaign, you know, to their defense, had a picture of George at the exact same park as part of their campaign. And I don't know what he was doing there. He may have been a memorial. He may be speaking at something. But it was, you know, a very honest moment that he showed. And again, I have no idea whether it was a campaign rally or whether it was a memorial. But isn't this the pot calling the kettle black? We can agree or disagree as to whether or not it should be used. But for George or anyone else to stand up and say, Kevin has no consideration, and how could he even consider this? Well, here's the Sinner campaign, you know, at least doing things at the park and posting it on their Facebook page. How is that any different?
Well, I appreciate the point, Stephen. You know, hypocrisy is the worst crime you can commit in politics, in my view. So I think you've raised it. You've raised the point very well. The other thing about it, of course, is what they don't like is that we've highlighted a failing of the Obama administration. This president has tried to cut multiple times not only benefits to veterans, but military pay for current active duty soldiers and airmen and Marines and sailors. And we've restored them largely because of the Republican House of Representatives. We've restored the cuts in the compromised budget that George Sinner likes to blame me for. First he wants to blame me for shutting down the government, then he blames me for reopening it by supporting the Democrat-Republican compromise budget that I immediately went to work on restoring the veterans benefits and all kinds of other things. By the way, remember, it was a Republican bill that I'm a co-sponsor of that led to four executives at the VA being fired yesterday, just yesterday, for their shabby concern and care for our veterans. And hopefully there'll be many, many more heads to roll at the VA over their mistreatment. So they're really trying to cloud the real issue that under their control and under their governing, that they've hurt them, that they've hurt veterans, and I'm not going to let that thing die just because these guys want to sort of cloud it with some sort of partisan politics.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. The vote that they're critical of you on veterans benefits, you voted exactly the same way as Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
I voted exactly the same way as Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, the same bill that the President Barack Obama signed into law. But I was also a co-sponsor
of the fix. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, we talked a lot about that on the program because it was with no shortage of consternation you ended up voting for it because you didn't want that. But it was one of those classic Washington dilemmas, right?
It was where it all goes back, Scott, to a couple things. It goes back to the budget limits that are set by sequestration and by agreement between the president and the parties, and it goes back to the pay for requirement. So in order to balance all of that, they came up with this. And by the way, here's what you should understand. The cuts that the ad references weren't cuts at all. They were lowering the increase in the cost of living adjustment by 1% after 2016 for working age veterans. As minor as that is, that said, it's still inappropriate.
Right.
And so that's why we say, and it's been fixed.
Yeah. Steve, I think the blog you're referring to is the Say Anything blog, and Rob Port that yesterday posted
a photo. Yes, I think I said Todd. I apologize. Yeah, Rob.
Yep.
One more quick point, if I can, Scott.
Sure.
This all gets solved with a growing economy, people going back to work, fewer people needing benefits. You know, there's plenty of money to take care of our veterans if we can get the people that are young enough and able enough working in jobs that pay a livable wage. And the Obama administration apparently does not want that to happen. And George Sinner would be a vote in favor of his policies. It's a train wreck.
No, Steve, thanks for the point. You're exactly right on. And you're right. We need to fix other parts of the budget so that we have adequate funds to do all the important things that we're supposed to be doing.
Thanks for the call. Next, Fred Newberg, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Fred, for Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall?
Hi, Congressman Kramer. How are you?
Hi, Fred. I'm very well. Great to hear from Newberg.
Yeah, well, thank you. See, I was listening yesterday to Mr. Udall and his Republican opponent down in Denver doing a debate, and it brought up really something that I wish I would hear once in a while, and that is when the Keystone Pipeline, when people are speaking out against the Keystone Pipeline, they're speaking out against rail, shipment of oil, and all these other things. I wish I would hear politicians and talk show hosts ask the question and ask people that they're interviewing and say, how did you get here today?
Yes.
Did you bring your solar powered bike or trike or? I'd like them to ask the question, when you fly home to see your constituents, is that plane running on, what's it running on? And I mean, really just get them right down to the task. Listen, you travel all over the country. This is good for you to burn oil, but apparently it's not good for anybody else. Put it more in that direct context.
Yeah, yeah. No, Fred, you raised an important point. I asked that very question of a protester that confronted me at an event that the president was actually at in North Dakota earlier this year. And I've asked it when I was on the Public Service Commission of people that would come to protest the original Keystone Pipeline. I'd ask them, how did you get here? And, of course, none of them walked. And But the question I really like to ask is, should we put solar panels on Air Force One and see how good the next Hawaiian vacation goes?
Yeah, you know? But I think it's a solar-powered bike. I want that.
Short change.
You want that.
Fred, it's a beauty.
Thank you, Fred.
A lot of common sense in Newburgh, North Dakota.
It's a lot like Wishick.
It is, where the sauerkraut is on, ladies and gentlemen, along with the mashed potatoes and the Cloverdale hot dogs and the cheese and the speck and the buns. More from Wishick coming up. Wayne and Center, you're next.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We're back in Wishick today for Sauerkraut Day. Hope you come on by the Wishick Civic Center from 11 a.m. to 1, and then stick around because the K-Fire Cafe will be here later on. And Mr. Todd Mitchell here as well. Over at the, you're
my
the Wrangler Cafe.
My solar-powered bike.
Yeah, you're going to take your solar-powered bike. Bismarck, Wishick. Yeah. We'll see you in a week. Anyway, we continue with Congressman Kevin
Cramer.
You think
Kevin I can make it there that quick on a bike, huh? You give me too
Andy,
much credit.
Talk Radio Town Hall, live from Riley Insurance today, and we're brought to you in part by our friends at Jim Weber Ford, your Ford dealer in Wishick, offering new Ford cars, the crossovers, the SUVs, the trucks, online at jimweberford.com. Also brought to you by our friends at... my gosh, Siler Implement. They've been locally owned since 1977. Customer satisfaction is their goal. They're in Wishick. They're in Linton. And by the way, they have some great employment opportunities right now. An opening for an immediate technician opening for high-spirited and hardworking individuals. And listen to this. They have competitive compensation packages with attractive wages, paid training, health and life insurance, 401k, paid vacation and holiday, friendly work environment, and you work at a fulfilling job at a great location to raise a family, hunt, fish, enjoy the peacefulness of small-town life. Does that sound great or what? Give Troy or Duane a call, 800-605-7750. That's right, Siler Implement, Wishick and Linton, where customer satisfaction is their ultimate goal. 27 before the top of the hour. Back to the calls here. Let's see. Wayne and Center is next, listening on 550 K-Fire for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm glad to see we've got somebody with the cojones to stand up against the VA.
Well, thanks, Wayne, and thank you, first of all, for your service, especially in that war. And I never cease to be amazed at the Vietnam veterans and their fortitude, frankly, to stay with it. You know, we didn't exactly treat you guys the way that give you the hero's welcome home that you deserved at the time, but hopefully that's been rectified, and we're certainly trying to make up for it in the treatment of the VA, its treatment of our veterans. Now, I have to say, Scott and Wayne, in Fargo and in North Dakota, our VA hospital does a very good job, probably among one of the best, if not the best, not surprisingly, in the whole VA system. And so this national problem, fortunately, hasn't become a North Dakota problem. In fact, the Fargo VA has done a lot to help some of the other backlogs in other states by providing some service on the paperwork side, if you will. But, Wayne, thank you. Thanks for your comments and thanks for your service.
Just keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Wayne. Let's go to Tom in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind, Tom?
Hey, good morning. This is Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance. And first of all, I just want to thank Congressman Kramer for his standing for the family. You've really been a stalwart in doing that, and we really appreciate that. But, Scott, you had mentioned earlier if there were any memories of sauerkraut days, I'm from that part of the country. I'm a
yes,
Kraut.
You are.
And so during the 90s, I represented as a legislator the district. And with, as per tradition, and Kevin would know this, before the serving, all the folks line up, and sometimes in the past as many as 2,000 people. And that was a perfect opportunity for politicians to stand in that line and hand out your cards and to greet the folks and say hello to them. And my very first time, I made the mistake, and this is a word of caution to Congressman Kramer, I made the mistake to ask each one of them their name.
Oh yeah,
and so we went along, and 2 years later I come back. I'm in that same line again, and I can't tell you how many people expected me to remember their name. So the word of caution, Kevin, is greet the folks, eat the sauerkraut, and have a great time. But be careful if you can't remember each and every one of their names.
You know, it's Tom. That is about as good a political story as I've ever heard. And he's right. But the funny thing is, I've got a pretty good memory, but I'm pretty sure I can't remember 2,000 names.
No kidding. Yeah, I love the story, Tom. Thank you very much.
Tom, you know, Tom was in the restaurant business in Linton, you know, so he probably served a little sauerkraut besides eating a little.
I did not know that.
Yes, he was the prior. Oh man, he was the best.
Well, Tom and the North Dakota Family Alliance do good work.
Awesome.
Great leadership, yeah. Buddy Enoch Thorsgaard up at Northwood is on his leadership team,
yes,
and there's some good, solid folks and are out there battling on Measure One and a lot of other key issues right now.
Enoch eats lutefisk, not...
Probably right, yeah.
He doesn't eat sauerkraut.
Exactly. We got to get up to Northwood for a What's in Your Town tour. Bob in Valley City, listening on AM 1100, the flag for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing? I think that the only reason that everybody started complaining about your ad was because it was very effective. I don't think you should have pulled it. I looked at it. I thought it was great, and I thought it had a good point to it. And I think that's why they started complaining about it, because it was so effective.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. And we did get a lot of compliments about it for nearly a week, like I said, until one of North Dakota's more liberal radio talk show hosts decided to try and stir things up a little bit and feign some righteous indignation. And
there's still some effort to try and suggest that it's illegal, right? That somehow, but
that's been settled. Yeah, it's
very very inconvenient if it's illegal, because we now have pictures of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and George Sinner. In similar positions, right?
No, that's right. And I certainly wouldn't tell them that they couldn't do it, and I would expect
how are we even able to have the conversation that it's illegal? Is that because of the federal restriction on federal cemeteries, or what?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. And then the link is that somehow, because there's VA funding that goes to the North Dakota Cemetery, that there could possibly be a link there?
Yeah, except that the Adjutant General said it is not illegal. It is, in fact, legal. So
it's just a matter of...
One other thing. Next time you see Boehner down there in Washington, tell him we're not very many of us are very happy with the way that he's running the show.
I will share that with him. He heard that. He heard that when he was in North Dakota from a couple people.
He did, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Bob. Jeff in Jamestown listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Say your ad. That's freedom of speech. I have no problem with it. It's a waste of time arguing over that. Freedom of speech. That's why we have it.
Yeah.
The other thing, this pipeline. Are we guaranteed to get 100,000 barrels a day through this pipeline? Or 500,000 barrels.
Yeah.
It seems to be missing from the equation. And also, I don't see the railroad willingly giving up their cash cow.
Yeah. Well, good points all the way around. And with regard to the pipeline, I presume you're referring to the Keystone XL pipeline.
Yeah.
And yes, that was part of the negotiated deal between the states of North Dakota, Montana, with TransCanada itself. And they guaranteed a minimum, by the way, of 100,000 barrels per day of capacity for Bakken crude. And there have been reports that it could be upwards toward 200 to 300 barrels per day, depending. One thing about pipelines, they're going to move whatever makes them the most money. And TransCanada is largely, obviously, in the business of moving oil sands from Alberta. That said, if there's economic opportunity, there could be more than 100,000 barrels per day.
I'm not. That's not good enough for me because right now Canada's going to buy a pile of naphthalene from us to thin that down and run this through the pipe. So that's where I have a question here, Steve. Railroads, again, are not going to give us up willingly, and I'm still losing a buck a bushel. So
I think that's a very good point, Jeff. But I think because I think what you really what really needs to happen is while the Keystone XL has sort of become symbolic, Scott, that's not really the end all. The 100,000
not relevant anymore.
It's not. It's
so many other projects on the drawing board.
But it's all those other projects. And Jeff, this one of the things that bothers me so much is that the Enbridge line, which is our legacy line, and that new line that they want to build. Of course, we're getting heat from Minnesota for crying out loud, and Minnesota has the same exact problem Jeff is having. Minnesota farmers are having the same exact problem. They have the same rail safety concerns. How is it they can oppose a pipeline and the rail situation? One helps fix the other.
Jeff, great call. Thanks for the comment.
Jeff,
Shane in Newtown, listening on KTGO Bakken Beacon Radio. What's on your mind, Shane?
My question is, what have you done for the Marine and the Mexican prison, Sergeant?
Okay.
Henry?
Yeah, great question.
What do you plan on doing? Yeah. Why aren't the rest of the governors just raising cane about this whole situation?
So we actually have a resolution in the House of Representatives. I believe it's... And I'm going to, you know, here's where my memory gets in trouble. I think it's H.R. 620. In fact, a caller asked me about that resolution last week, Scott. He knew the number of it. And so we checked on it. I'm a co-sponsor of that. We passed that in the House. And that resolution says, you know, we're getting them out of there. Now, we need to do more, Mr. President. Call somebody. Call the president. I'm not wording the resolution, obviously, right. But we have passed a resolution in the House of Representatives. The problem is of course, our commander-in-chief has done nothing, including lifting up the phone to call the president of Mexico and say, look, buddy, we're cutting off funds.
So, I mean, it's kind of up to the rest of the representatives to get it done.
Well, we can only pass resolutions and bills in one chamber. If he doesn't do it, if he doesn't sign them or if he ignores them, or worse yet, if the Senate doesn't do anything, which is what usually happens, then we're stuck.
I rode to Wishick today, riding shotgun with my buddy Rusty Ord, who's a Purple Heart recipient, and I hope folks come to Wishick for a lot of reasons today, but among them to meet a true hero, a Purple Heart recipient who came today because he knew Congressman Kramer would be here, and he serves on your Veteran Service Board.
Veteran Advisory Board. Right.
Anyway, he talked about this almost the whole way here, that this is just unforgivable, that it just does not seem to break through, that we have one of our own, a Marine, stranded in a Mexican prison. This is just not the America that we know and love.
I don't even know that the president has talked about it publicly. He may have, but if he has, I missed it. And he certainly hasn't used any diplomatic tools. And frankly, I almost hate to keep talking because I'm afraid, like Shane, I get so frustrated that I'm not so sure there aren't some of his buddies that aren't going to go take care of it for him if we don't take care of it.
John, Grand Forks, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Hey, John.
I
guess U.S. Army 69-72. I certainly hope you aren't thinking of apologizing for your ad. I am so sick of political correctness. I feel offended. You know, whatever happened to get over it, deal with it, and maybe even let's take it outside.
Yeah, John, I thank you for that comment, and it's why I haven't, people keep saying, well, are you going to apologize? You need to apologize to all veterans, to which I say, what about John? What about John? What about the 25 veterans that are in the ad itself? What about the many, many, many veterans who support the ad? Why would I apologize for something that they support? That would be an insult to them. And so I appreciate your saying that, John. It's not my intention to apologize.
Squeeze in one more quick one before the break. Bob and Grafton, we'll have to get the answer on the other side of the break, but quickly, your comment for Congressman Kramer.
Mr. Kramer, I'm an 82nd Airborne Division veteran, and I'm actually very upset that you pulled that hat down, sir. I guarantee I can speak for many veterans in this nation. We are tired of being put in second place here between the VA debacle and everything else. We've given our blood, we've given our limbs, and we've given...
Bob, we're going to give Kevin a chance to answer that on the other side of the break. Plus, we're going to meet the folks from the Wishick Hospital and Clinic. Stay tuned. All coming up on What's On Your Mind from Wishick today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wishick, North Dakota, our home today for Sauerkraut Day. Wishick Civic Center, 11 to 1. They're going to start in a few minutes. I can smell it from here. The sauerkraut, the Cloverdale dogs, the mashed potatoes, cheese, and speck, and buns, and all the goodies. Wishick Public School Band and Choir will be the entertainment. They've got a lot of fun planned, so we're looking forward to it. And Lila from Riley Insurance gave me a list of all the things at the craft fair. They've got the St. Luke Luther League Bake Sale, They've got scarves, potholders, or mittens. They've got Marvel Grossman from Stanley doing baked goods. They got Brittany and Thomas Carlson doing the Young Living Essential Oils. Julie Just doing ceramics. Naomi Buckles doing Norwex. Can you believe this
list?
Are
you telling me I'm going to go broke becoming
exactly.
a star? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Scott?
Irene Horner with the Crocheted Crafts. You've got Donna Ruff with the Pampered Chef. The Bismarck Cancer Center is there. Deb Cornelius from Park Lane. Dawn Fredrickson from Tastefully Simple. The Weshick Hospital and Clinics are going to be there with blood pressure screenings. You get the idea. Speaking of which, by the way, we are going to be joined in just a moment by the leader, Mark Reinhart, of the Weshick Hospital and Clinics. Talk a little health care before we let Congressman Kramer out here. I also want to thank them for their sponsorship of our broadcast today, and they've been a proven health care leader in South Central North Dakota since 1954. Appreciate what they've done very much as well. Before we visit with Mark and talk a little bit more about what's going on in Weshick today, Bob from Grafton, he's mad.
He's mad because I pulled the ad.
Yes.
Here's what, Bob, what I want you to understand. I didn't pull the ad out of any pressure for political correctness. I pulled the ad because out of respect for our National Guard, because the Adjutant General, through his spokespersons, asked me to pull it out of a caution of abundance, abundance of caution, rather, that to be sure that we don't jeopardize any federal funds. Now, I have a very hard time believing it. I think that's a very thin argument. But out of respect and in honor of our relationship, I pulled the ad for that reason. But I still stand by the ad, and I want people to see the ad. And if you can still maybe get it on one of the blogs or something it's been posted on, it's worth watching because it's a beautiful ad that pays honor to our veterans.
A lot of ground to cover in a very short period of time, but I do want to ask you about the Ebola situation from the federal perspective. We have news this morning that the Dallas patient has died.
Mm-hmm.
We have new cases, one in Norway I heard about early this morning that may have been airborne. We have a hospital administrator here, so I can ask him, too, about how we prepare for such things. But what's your take on the federal response to this? Are we doing enough on the screenings? Do we need to be limiting flights? What's your take?
Yes. We need to do more screening. I don't want to overreact. We never want to overreact. And the reality is that more people are going to die from the flu this year than they are from Ebola in the United States. So we can't get distracted from one disease to follow another. But we have the wherewithal in our country to do it all. And clearly a mistake was made in Dallas, and that's a mistake I'm quite certain will never be made again in the United States with regard to not screening properly or not, seeing the obvious red flags when somebody from Liberia comes in and says, I have Ebola symptoms. That said, a lot more probably can be done and needs to be done. Certainly we're going to see more screening. Certainly we're going to see, if not restricted flights, at least hyper-screening before a flight takes place. And we ought to just use a little common sense. People. Let's not go to West Africa for a while, shall we? Let's certainly not send troops there. And let's remember we have a war on terror on the one hand with people who don't care about their own lives, in fact, are honored to die for their ideology. And now we have a communicable disease that's got a lot of bad potential. We need to heighten all of our awareness.
Mark Reinhart is here from the Weshick Hospital and Clinic. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We have a congressman here, as you know. You're sitting next to Congressman Kramer from the perspective of the Weshick Hospital and Clinic. What's your big concern these days?
Big concern is reimbursement, financial reimbursement from the Medicare program. Weshick, McIntosh County is a very elderly county, and so a lot of our patients are the elderly and the Medicare population. So that's the biggest concern we have. We also have a recruitment retention concern for the technicians and the nurses staff that we need.
It has to be easy to recruit people to live in this beautiful town.
Well, it hasn't been that difficult as of yet for me. I've been here a couple of years, and I'm kind of surprised because there have been younger families moving to Weshick. And it's a positive.
I know why, don't you, Congressman?
Oh, it's obvious to me why. It's interesting, though. Mark has a lot of issues. He's already raised a couple. But you'd be shocked at the lack of common sense in some of these rules that they have to deal with, like 96-hour rule. You could maybe talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Physician in attendance rule. Things that add to his dilemma that he's already talking about.
Do you have some faith that the reimbursement issue will be taken care of?
I do have faith that it will be, but it takes constant diligence. And to his credit, to the critical access care hospitals are very good about their activism and keeping us very connected and well-informed and advocating for the right things. But, and I'll say this, and I'm going to let him talk, but one of the most common things, and he's probably heard me say this, that I hear in Washington from both Republicans and Democrats in Congress, when they have a good idea about how to help health care, the first thing I say is, how will that work in a place where it's 100 miles between hospitals? He knows what I'm talking about. They go, oh, we have to think of something different for them, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. We need to have something different that typically is maybe going to focus on the frontier. In my mind, when you're 100 miles away from something like a Bismarck or a Jamestown or an Aberdeen, you're kind of out there in the frontier. And you have to have a very good EMS system, mm-hmm. a primary care system to stabilize. And actually, the helicopter flights that come in and out from time to time sometimes aren't as quick as getting that patient in an ambulance and going to the big or tertiary facility.
Yep. Chief Executive Officer of the Wishick Hospital and Clinic, Mark Weinhardt. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Congressman Kramer, till next week. Thank you.
Look forward to it.
Come on by to Wishick, folks, and thanks to our sponsors, which include the hospital and clinic, Security State Bank, Pinky Lumber and Pinky Homes, O'Reilly Insurance, Jim Weber Ford, the Wishick Inn, Farm Credit Services, Security State Bank, Chem Electric, and got to get the sausage at Stan Supervalue. God bless you one and all. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call
called a freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.